took my time, tried to figure it out. I took some shots to my chest.
Good coffee. Good times. Good times. Speaking of good times, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again for Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. Ooh. They're waving and they're wacky. It's the cast of After Dark. My name is Shannon Young. I'll be the ringmaster for this circus. With me, of course, tonight, we have Jesse Kimball. Jesse, soon to be recast, Hunter. You know what was wrong with Jesse the first time? Not gay enough. Let's Shelby Kimball's here with us. Lindsay. Oh my God, Lindsay Wolfgang. Oh, God damn, hold on. Apparently this thing was not recording your audio.
And, oh, that's unfortunate.
And instead of me fixing it, I'm leaving it in. You just got a minute 30 seconds of just me talking to myself. This is what it's like
when just silence.
When no one's around.
Yes.
And I'm talking to myself.
Shelby.
And I'm absolutely insane.
What is happening?
That was Shelby's ringtone.
there appears to be a rubber hose animated cartoon happening somewhere else on the podcast.
Let me run you through that one more time. You already heard my name. That's Justin Kimball, Shelby Kimball, Lindsay Wolfgang, Double H. Yes, sir. Right here on the podcast.
I thought you were just going to make us all Kimballs tonight.
Hunter Kimball.
Shelby Kimball, Lindsay Kimball, Hunter Kimball. Let's go.
And I'm...
Double Kimball.
And I'm Shannon Schenkelberg. Welcome to the show.
That does have like a... That is absolutely a comic book villain name if I ever heard one.
Shannon Schenkelberg.
Schenkelberg.
Also, Kevin would appreciate that if he was on the internet.
At all. When he's not playing Call of Duty.
He would be here to hear it.
Jesse, did I tell you the name of my next D&D character? Lindsay, did I tell you the name of my next D&D Ooh. Character?
No, your Deadlands character.
My Deadlands character, yeah. He's a gunslinger named W.B. Longshot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please tell me he has a pet frog.
Well, he does now. Thanks.
What is the WB stand for? I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying
Warner
to remember.
Brother.
No, it was something. I mean, yes. But it was something really stupid. It was like Wallbang. Wallbang Longshot.
Wallbang Longshot. That's
my character's name. Wallbang. But it's WB.
WB Longshot.
Yeah. And his pet frog, Racism.
Oh, my God.
Racism the frog. He just like well, he occasionally Hunter, just he occasionally just animates himself.
Okay.
Casual racism.
Yeah, he just animates does a casual racism and then goes back to sleep.
Fucking Racism the Frog might be my favorite thing I've heard in a long time.
And I'm very clearly gonna make that Cody's name, obviously.
Racism the Frog.
Oh my God! Oh, really quick.
That
Hunter.
Puts him right underneath Ace of Gray as Weird Fly.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, can you read those off for us? It's been a while. All right, so really quick before Hunter reads them off, I know we were gone for like another week. I don't even remember why. Just things have happened. We're working on stuff. Look, a lot of things are going on right now. So be happy with what you're getting. If you're not happy with it, then you know, stop listening. Turn it off right now. I dare you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on.
I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Come on, soy boy. Turn it off. That's what I thought. Ethan.
So antagonize the listeners.
Ace's name in the group chat is Weird Fly. Mm. Cody's is Racism the Frog, obviously.
That sounds like a really awful Sonic character. It's Sonic and Racism the Frog. Anyway.
That's definitely a Sonic OC. mine is Dr. Jackstraw. Bob's name is Bird Assault. Jesse is currently Rock and Roll Chairs. Kaz is Small Fingers. Shannon's is Disability for Not Smart People.
AKA conservatism.
There it is. Steven's is Sherman Dust. Tanner is naturally the liberal lobster, and Zach Kirkus's name is cold possessed people. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's a new character here on the show tonight. We're proud to introduce him. So you have Moran the News Fox and his close friend the Liberal Lobster. And Lindsay, if you don't draw this, shut up and listen. When I'm talking, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Please, all these people give you is love.
I was gonna say, do I need to throw Carlos the conservative crab in there too?
Oh, Carlos!
Well, you forgot about Carlos, didn't you? Is the crab
almost ready?
Carlos the crab. I think it was in college, and I was bored in one of my classes, and I drew a crab, and then I put a cross on him, and I called him Carlos the conservative crab, and he had a gun, and he has little thought bubbles that I can use this gun to shoot liberals.
But the crab and the lobster are friends, Shannon. It doesn't match.
That is your assignment tonight, ladies and gentlemen listening to the show, is I want you to mock up however you want to do it. You can draw it. You can take clippings. You can use art programs to present Moran the News Fox hosting a segment featuring, from the left, the liberal lobster, and from the right, Carlos the conservative crab. Now, the person that sends us the best one will win something. I have nothing of value to give you, but I'll think of it. I just came up with this on the spot. That is the contest for this week. I expect Ciro to do well, and potentially Derek Boxdorfer. Maybe Caleb Carter. We'll see what happens.
You can send them a broken drill mixer.
No, let's get traded in for one that works.
And that brings us to the motherfucker of the week, Jesse Kimball. For breaking my... No, I'm kidding. No.
I didn't break it.
Jesse is literally the only one that used it.
It did break while I was using it.
It was coincidence. No, Jesse was kind enough to help me and Lindsay working on the basement yesterday. So I got the flooring down. It's done. It's
in
down.
In one room.
In one room. There's only three or four spots that are, like, not level. It's not a big deal. But now I'm cleaning the dust off the wall still, because it's still dusty as fuck.
Sorry, real quick, I would like to enter the contest.
I would like to accept your entry. Let me take a look. Well, hold on. I'm saving it.
Oh, the text. Oh,
Karj talks. I
don't... Oh, wow. AI is... So,
if you want a less English version, I guess, for lack of a better term, there's that one.
Oh, that's a good one too. Oh. I think I like Karj talks.
Why
though,
does he?
It's scary.
Why does he have a scorpion tail?
Well, because that's the conservative part of him, Jesse. I don't know.
That's the conservative part of the crowd.
Yeah, he has a scorpion tail, but instead of, you know, like the stinger, it's a claw. That doesn't match the rest of his
I don't
claws.
Currently have Carlos in your folder, Shannon.
Oh, goodness. Sounds like someone's about to get the claws, the clamps. No, do you know what, Jesse? I don't have a motherfucker of the week this week.
Really? I thought that
Cody suggested one. Yeah, Cody sent one the other day. Who was that?
While Cody's talking about the motherfucker of the week, I actually wanted to mention...
Oh, it's that dude who shot up his own car in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, like, he got off on the stand your ground bit somehow.
Yeah.
For fucking unloading on a public road.
I'll grab the link here. This is the link to the tweet that Cody sent us.
There's... Also, I guess I don't have a motherfucker of the week.
He loves pizza.
But there is a motherfucker of the week, and it is the New York City Korean restaurant, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Gamyeok? I don't know. It's the motherfucker of the week because they just got shut down after one of the people that came into the restaurant ordered soup and found an entire rat in it.
Oh!
A full-on rat. You never go full rat. And these guys.
So does that go with my joke that I told you about the mouse in the mop bucket?
No, because this is an actual rat, and it's disgusting.
Ooh.
You're
Cody reaffirmed his choice.
Yes, Yeah, so this guy's name is Eric Popper. The Miami-Dade state attorney has dropped charges against him. He fired his gun 11 times, a handgun, during a road rage incident, and he got off on the Stand Your Ground law. He and Florida Highway Patrol say that someone threw a water bottle at his car. He thought it was gunfire, and so he shot at them. Now, importantly, you really the bad thing here is you really need the video. You really need to see this.
Oh yeah, he's a full on action
on
mode.
Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's ready to go. But then he starts firing
long
the gun
before a water bottle could have.
Right. Yeah. He's firing the gun with one hand, and I need you. All right. Here, listen to me, you motherfuckers. Listen to me.
Okay.
You think that you're so fucking cool firing a gun one hand? You can't do it. You can't do it well. You look cool until you start shooting it, and then you wince and freak out, and it starts like recoiling like crazy, and you look like a fucking moron.
Well,
that's this guy.
That's because he's a sissy him. Boy. He's a sissy boy with twig arms. I smoked them little arms.
No, you would do it too. That motherfucker. I need you to know.
No.
Everyone would
no.
do this.
I use a Lancer.
All right. In fairness, I can, because I've gone out to the range. You know, like whenever you're done there, like you just want to like, you know, blast a full magazine because it's fun.
Of course, yeah.
I don't hit shit. Blasting.
Thanks,
you
America.
Just start blasting. Don't hit shit.
I mean, it can be done, but you're going to be terrible at it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it can be done without, like, wincing like this baby, this fucking, like, little
Nancy
bitch
boy.
Man did.
Nancy boy.
But yes. because this dude straight up, like, his windows are rolled up, he shoots through his own window, and then he's driving down what I presume is a highway. Just fucking like eyes closed, just blowing out. He's on a fucking interstate. Just fucking eyes closed, unloading a handgun into traffic because he's a fucking moron.
And got away.
Also, importantly, in the end, he was quoted, like after he got off, he was quoted as saying, "Hindsight is 20/20. There are always things we can look back and say we wish we could have done differently. Definitely, I would have done would be not to have pumped my brakes," because he brake checked the guy behind him is what happened, and then that pissed that guy off, and it was a whole thing. He says, "I would have taken another tactic. Definitely try to de-escalate a little better." To which I responded, "You didn't de-escalate at all. You escalated the situation. You can't de-escalate better when you didn't do it in the first fucking place."
Or, right. He was like, "I would choose to de-escalate instead of escalate to maximum potential."
Or in saying that he wishes he had done, you know, something to better de-escalate it, wouldn't anything he had done better de-escalate it than what he did?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Like,
unless
he
used a bigger gun.
Maximum escalation.
He pulled out he put a fucking Joker out the window and shot it in the air. I was like, "Wait a minute, it's coming."
He pulls out a laser pointer, like, "That's no big deal." And then you just hear somebody go, "Mortar strike in our area."
Oh shit!
What the hell?
Or at least when he got home, that's probably that's probably what he did in his boxers with a cold beer, sure going is. Like, "I just shot that motherfucker! Bang, bang, bang! I'm the military."
Because you get into an argument with somebody and you realize half an hour later what you should have said.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's what I fucking, that's what I did say.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but I was thinking it.
Fucking, I burned them mentally.
Yeah, I just like that whole thing. Like, if you guys haven't seen the video out there, you should definitely look it up because it is like almost comical if it weren't so goddamn sad.
And that's what I
Eric
want more.
Popper,
that's what I want name. The liberal lobster and Carlos the conservative crab to be discussing is gun control in America. This is the picture I need from a fan. I know I have him.
So he didn't hit anybody, right? Like, I vaguely remember that story.
No,
like, he caused some property damage, mostly to his own
mostly
vehicle.
To himself, yes.
Because he blew out fucking, like, his windshield and his side window.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Why didn't he at least throw down his window?
No time to react like that when you're in the danger zone, Jesse.
Yeah, he was in action mode.
He had the fucking
he gave that guy an ocular pat down and he couldn't clear him.
He didn't clear him.
He didn't clear him. Yeah, so in that 30
seconds.
How do
you view yourself in relation to I-95? Well, I'm the sheriff.
I'm the sheriff of I-95.
I just don't understand. Like, because he legitimately sits there with the gun at the ready. For like a solid 30 seconds before, like, this dude ends up passing him.
He's looking for a reason. He's looking for a reason.
He could have just rode the window down at least and saved, you know, the window. But now he's just a fucking idiot.
Part of me thinks that he was afraid he was also going to get shot, and somehow the window would protect him from the inside. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you can shoot out of the force field. You can't shoot into it, though.
Right. Well, that's how the Halo ones work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly, that's...
Yeah.
Oh,
that's there it goes. So
I just watched... Oh, no, it came back. One of my lights are dying one by one.
I'm sorry. I am a firm believer. I think these people, this guy did the right thing. I believe in standing your ground. I believe that the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, which is why I'm so glad that gun laws are as lax as they are in America, because we can have heroes like the 3-year-old who accidentally shot and killed his 4-year-old sister. Heroes like that that are taking the scum off the street. Thank you.
Don't forget about that kid that killed his teacher. So that's great. You want that happening.
I think he shot her. I don't think she died. I think she survived.
Yeah.
Unless we're thinking about a different one, because there's multiple teachers getting shot out
there. I was
going
to say, it happened. Yeah. It happened many times.
Way too many times. God bless you, guns.
It's happened far too many times. I really wish that the laws that they were proposing a while back would have gotten any traction. Like, I want to say it may have in a couple of states, but where they were talking about how the parents of these children committing these crimes would be held responsible as though they were the ones that fired the guns. I absolutely, because that would at the very least encourage parents to be better about securing firearms.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, yeah, the little boy that murdered his sister, because of a firearm that was not properly secured.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, are you talking about my new friend John Rambo?
that child's parents, like one of them, you know, whoever's responsibility it should be to secure the gun safe or secure that firearm, should face charges for murdering a child.
Yeah, so if the prosecutors can bring charges against people for people that the police kill, then surely we can bring charges against this mother or father for what their kid did. Like, it sucks. I joked earlier about, you know, thank God he killed the girl. I mean, obviously, I'm sure this kid's parents are going through hell right now. Because, I mean, I'm sure no one intended for their son to shoot their daughter. But at the same time, you know, somebody's got to be held responsible when you do shit like this. Otherwise, things like this keep happening. I feel like half the reason people can live their life and do what they do is because they purposely avoid things like this because it makes them uncomfortable. But I think you have to make people uncomfortable, because if you don't, nothing will ever change. That's my policy. No, not a lot of people agree with me. Lindsay prefers to keep her head in the dirt and avoid bad news. And I don't blame her. No, that's not a shot at you. I don't blame you. Listen, rewind. Listen to me. I don't blame you. I understand. You want to be happy. Who wants to make themselves miserable all the time? I do. And I'll bear that burden for you. Lindsay, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Thanks. No one else
was
talking.
I'm just letting it go.
Yeah.
She just wants to move past it.
You let it go way too long.
How'd you and it's the same thing with any kid that brings a firearm into school. Like, parents face charges for that. And I think, like, if those...
Gun it is, importantly.
Whoever's gun it is. So, like, you know, if they borrowed it from, like, you know, a neighbor kid or something like that, like, wherever that gun came from, like, the adult that was responsible for that firearm should then be responsible for, whatever crime the child committed with the firearm. And I think that would help a lot with, you know, at least making sure that parents actually secure that shit.
Jesse... Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Finish your thought. Finish your thought before I ask you a question.
I lost my train of thought entirely.
I'm so sorry. Do you think that America is a little too woke and that we blame... We blame...
You're getting garbly again.
Oh,
yeah, you went robot.
Is it still doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uno momento, listeners. Hold on.
somebody needs to be held responsible. Like, they have...
All right, how am I now?
There are a lot of ways that you can secure firearms, and clearly they're not doing a good job.
Am I good?
Like, shit, my... You back, Shannon?
Am I? Am I okay?
Yeah. You sound good now.
Okay.
This is going to sound weird. My grandpa's wife's adopted son.
Oh, slow down,
please. Long.
Yeah, I know. His second wife, this woman was a terrible person. Because technically, like, there for a while, I was calling him my young uncle, because he's like 6 years younger than me, and he's technically my uncle.
Oh, your uncle?
Yeah, my uncle. He got in trouble because he broke into my grandpa's gun safe, took one of the guns out, and shot one of his friends. Like, they were just dicking around. They were old. They were definitely old enough to know better. But yeah, they straight up like broke the glass on the front of the gun case, grabbed the gun out, and yeah, that's just like, that's so dumb. And it's because like he had this old antique gun safe that wasn't a gun safe, it was more of a display case. And it wasn't really meant for like young kids to be around in the first place. All right, and now, yeah, those kind of things just need to go.
All right, now can I ask Jesse my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesse, is the world too woke?
No.
Jesse, is it too easy to blame every little interaction on some deep-rooted woke offense? Like, for example, something happened to me today that kind of irritated me, and I want to know, what is the Reddit page? Am I the asshole?
That's the one that's popular.
So I was at the office, and I can't name names, but a friend of mine's father came in and was talking with us, and was talking with a coworker. I won't name them either, you know, for reasons. And they were talking, and I overheard him say, I saw his name, and I overheard him talking about his son. And so I asked him if that was who his son was, and he confirmed it and said that his son had mentioned me and said to look for me and talk to me while he was there. So we talked for just a second, and I went about my business, and he went back to talking to my coworker and you know, taking care of things. And after the fact, he said, you know, hey, you know, it's good to meet you. Have a good day. And I was like, yeah, tell so-and-so I said hello. Afterwards, my coworker said, worked with him for like 20, 30 minutes and not a thank you, but you get a thank you. And I said something like, yeah, that's, you know, I forget what I said. It was something about knowing his son. And she said, yeah, it's because you're a man. And I went, And I was irritated by that. Not quite in my white privilege rage that I mistakenly had so many years ago. But the fact that, like, in this situation, I knew this person's son. And somehow me having a personal connection, him saying goodbye to me as to not her, was just boiled down to the fact that I'm a man, she's a woman. And I don't think that's right. Am I the asshole for thinking that that's not right?
I would say not the asshole is how that thread works. Like, I don't think... I mean, in fairness, like, nothing about like what you did or they did was the like an asshole thing.
No, but am I wrong for thinking that she's wrong? Or am I not woke enough?
I would say you're not wrong. Like, I think that... because there is a habit with some folks of just like blaming too many things on societal problems. Because yeah, I'm sure there are situations, and like I know, like you and I both worked at GameStop. Though I don't think, well, I guess no. Yet I'm trying to think if there was ever a girl employee while you were there.
What?
You had Krista for a while.
Man,
Megan was Megan not still working there when you guys were there?
Yes, but not whenever the merge happened and all that. She was gone by that point.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I don't think Jesse ever got to work with her. She wasn't there super long.
Yeah, so because I worked, I was working EB when Megan was over at GameStop.
Right.
But yeah, no, there for a little while with GameStop, it was me and John, and then it was Lily, Stephanie, Katie, and Krista were the other four employees. And they absolutely did get, like, walked past, get ignored.
Krista,
and stuff like that. Go ahead.
I was say Krista got that with me whenever she was working with me at Gaming Grounds, and dude walked in trying to get a deal, and she told him no, so he said he was going to wait for me, and I walk in, and Krista turns to me and says, "Shannon, this gentleman's been waiting for you. He has a question," and he asked me the same question, and I looked at her, and she said no, and I was like, "Well, there's your answer, man," and I walked off. Like, fuck no. You're not going to get like special treatment.
So yeah, that's the important thing I want to mention. Like, both of us recognize that there is a societal problem. Like, there are situations, many situations, where you are treated differently and oftentimes better because you are a man. However, in this situation, I think that your gender had nothing to do with it.
No, it's who you know.
Let me offer an alternative where it would have been that situation real quick. And this is one that I feel like I run into that legitimately often is... a situation where it's gender-based. If this guy had offered a handshake to you and not to her, like, and you were in the same proximity, that would have been that situation.
Yeah, yeah. But no, not, right? Nothing like that.
Just I run into that shit all the time.
Yeah.
That people will offer a handshake to me, but not to my wife. And I'm like, no, she got a hand too, man. You put that out there. It's okay. Like, it's fine.
I'm fine honestly, with that. I don't want to touch random strangers.
Honestly,
I mean, to be fair, yeah, that's the other version. I don't want to touch you in the first place. So can we not do any of that? But if we're going to,
I had a customer today that when I was done helping her, she wanted me to give her a hug, and I'm like, I'm not a touchy person. Sorry.
Nope. Not with people I've met 10 minutes ago.
I would honestly rather talk to Sarah or Shelby than the two of you. But you know,
yes.
Oh, yeah, talk about being treated in, like, a sexist environment in the place that Shelby works that I can't mention. Like, I think not a single customer.
Become, I can imagine.
Very familiar with this place.
Yeah, I think I would say, Shelby, you could tell me if this is a fair ratio. I would say 95% of your customers immediately ignore anything that you have to say about whatever topic they're asking about because they immediately assume that you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
my absolute favorite is when they go to the, so I just had some like new guys hired in and they know absolutely nothing about what's going on, but I will get skipped over to go to the, you know, for them to go to these new guys. And then they look to me and they're like, well, I don't know the answer. What do I do? And then I have to step in and be like, hi, I'm the person that you walked past.
I'm the manager of this department.
You scoffed when you saw me in the, in this area. Yeah.
Fuck. And it's then great. You followed up with a mental fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. So yeah, like that's just the only, like, my point there is that, like, that shit absolutely happens. Nothing to do with what happened in your store today.
Also, my work environment, which is medical, wink. I've started wearing a cowboy hat to work. And I wore it the first day as a joke because I found it and I was like, I'm going to wear this today. It's going to be funny. Well, the next day I went in and they were like, you forgot something, didn't you? And I literally have all these girls coming in and they're seeing me. And they're going like, oh, woo, you're definitely a cowboy hat kind of guy and all this great attention, right? Well, Sam, who I love dearly, and I know she's joking. I hope she's joking. She saw me in the cowboy hat and she said, well, now people are just going to think you're in charge more than me, even more so. And I'm like, does the cowboy hat say that?
It gives you that much authority.
Does the cowboy hat say, hey,
do you want to take one of my crowns to work next?
If you walk in wearing a cowboy hat, everybody assumes you are either a complete moron or you're definitely the guy in charge.
And I was going for moron.
They're not mutually exclusive.
You can't be both.
I was absolutely going for moron, or at least, you know, some kind of sexual prize.
But Lindsay makes a good point, because if you show up in the crown does trump the cowboy hat.
All like, right,
the
well,
king
God
is clearly in charge.
Well, God damn it! I guess I'm wearing the crown tomorrow, and we'll see the reaction I get.
Although now it's making me think of that.
Or you take the crown tomorrow and just put it on Sam's head, and then go from there.
There you go.
No. I should put like a cookie pan in her hands.
The bit from Unforgiven, a king, you would never kill a king, but a president, well,
yeah,
why not shoot a president?
Yeah, I put the crown on, I can't get shot.
Right.
It makes me bulletproof. Speaking of bulletproof,
you're definitely, the protection is definitely not the, you know, huge barred doors out front and locks and
all that. See, I got to wear the cowboy hat because I'm the sheriff of the office.
Is that how you view yourself in the context?
Yeah, I do ocular pat downs.
Well, Jesse, he cleared him. Clearly, yeah. It was fine.
He cleared him.
It was okay.
I'll tell you who else I cleared, and that is the great musician Alvin Yankovic.
I was hoping you'd say Yankovic.
Is that how you actually say it?
That is what has been driving me nuts. I have been watching a bunch of like react videos to people that have no clue who he is at all, and they all say Yankovic, and I'm just like, no.
Okay, full disclosure, I thought I was making fun of him by calling him Yankovic, because I thought Yankovic was the way you say it.
No, it's Yankovic.
Wow. Yep. I got it right by accident. That's why I'm a man and I wear a cowboy hat.
In the 90s, I also thought it was Yankovic.
Yeah, because you can rhyme it. It's like Yankovic, Yankovic, you know, and then he pulls hose.
Anyway.
That's from his rap album. Though.
Yankovic.
He made several of those, and it's not.
He did. He's rapped many, many songs,
and he's done it well. And tonight we're talking.
He's
about...
actually surprisingly good at it.
Now go ahead. You can finish.
That was it. No, surprisingly good. I'm just
coconut bangers ball.
I'm just messing with you there. Just tonight we're talking about Al Yankovic. And all right, full disclosure. This was Lindsay. I give Lindsay free reign every Thursday to pick a topic. She picks them. I can't argue them. I don't know what's going on. We're doing.
I am on a Weird Al kick, and we are going to do some appreciation by our top five lyrics from his songs.
In full disclosure, I know only one Weird Al song, so all of my lyrics came from the same song.
That's fine.
I kind of love that.
You know more than one, though.
Yeah, but
you
might
remember one, but you know more than one.
I've only really there's only one that I really love, and I like Al Yankovic. Don't get me wrong, but like this song, I actually really do like. And you guys probably already know what it is.
I don't worry about it. I have so many.
Jesse,
I have
which song
a lot of time on my hands today.
I'm trying to remember the song that you because I know you really liked him in Epic Rap Battles.
He's good when he raps. He's great. That should be a hint.
But yeah, I think White Nerdy was the. I was gonna say White Nerdy. I think was the one you liked,
or Amish Paradise. But I'm assuming White Nerdy.
It's White and Nerdy, and partially because I love the original song so much. It's Crazy Bone and Chameleonaire.
Chameleonaire. Yeah.
It's a good song. I'm a huge Bone Thugs and Harmony fan. So
and Key and Peele are in the video.
Yeah, and
they are
Seth
and
Rogen,
Donny Osmond,
Seth Green, not Seth Rogen,
Green,
and Donny Osmond in the greatest cameo ever known. He's just dancing in the background while Weird Al raps. It's
crazy.
It's so good. And what I love about it most of all is that Crazy Bone and Chameleonaire both like the song too. Like they're big fans of it. And Chameleonaire especially talked about how he was surprised that Weird Al could rap as well as he did. Because this dude straight up killed it. He burned the mic. So
man, I love when somebody loves a Weird Al parody. Like the first one I remember hearing about that was Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain was fucking thrilled that they did that Weird Al did Smells Like Nirvana, because it's in Dave Grohl's book, actually, in his autobiography. They were backstage at SNL getting ready to perform on Saturday Night Live. They got the news that Weird Al wanted to do this, and Kurt was more excited about Weird Al parodying their song than he was about being on Saturday Night Live.
So I think I remember Dave Grohl talking about that.
It's a badge of honor to know that you've made it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I remember Dan Grohl talking about an interview. Yeah, he was like, that's like Kurt Cobain was like, now that's how we know we've actually made it. Weird Al parodied one of our songs.
That's
like,
how you huge know.
Now. Yeah. I also find it funny. He's like, wait, is it going to be about food? Like, no. But I don't understand your lyrics.
The ratio was right for that. It was a good guess.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah. All right. So
especially those early albums.
Our five favorite Weird Al Yankovic lyrics. I have now decided to not participate because they're all from the same song. Just go listen to the song.
That's okay.
You're doing it.
Just go listen to the song.
It's fine.
No, because I'm looking through the lyrics. I'm looking through the lyrics now, and I'm like, it's fun. But
I actually had one from that song on my list.
Good, good. I'm just hosting tonight. I'll be here and I'll give my thoughts as we go along.
Okay.
It's not that I disagree with it. I just don't know enough about it and I don't want to fake it. But White and Nerdy is legitimately one of my favorite songs. So just go listen to it.
It's a very good song.
Let's start.
Okay, well then you go first real quick and just say what your favorite lyric from the song is and then we'll go from there.
Hold on, let me look at the lyrics real quick. I'm more of a visual guy. I don't really listen to music for the audio.
He likes those music videos. Weird Al has had some truly incredible music videos, though.
Yeah, very much so.
I think if I had to pick anything from it, because it's all very, very funny, it would either be I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men Combat, collect them, only because X-Men's my favorite superheroes. It's just nice to have somebody else talk about it in public like that. Or it's the whole only question I ever thought was hard was, do I like Kirk or do I like Picard? That's a hard question.
I knew that would be one. So.
For the record, the one I wrote down was, my rims never spin. To the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. It's just very good. I also like it. It's just a throwaway line. Just that I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
Sour cream.
I love whiter than sour cream. That's a good comparison.
But, you know, my it's in the video, too. I don't think they mentioned it in the song, but in the video, he buys something on the street, and it's a copy of the Star Wars Holiday Special on VHS. Yeah. It's such a good video. It's such a good video. Yeah,
really? Or I do enjoy them throwing dice with the D&D dice.
Yes.
Well, he's a champion at D&D, as I recall.
Needs more Donny Osmond.
We haven't talked about it much on this show because I haven't had a reason to, but I have like what you would almost call an eidetic memory for fucking lyrics. It's very weird. Like, I remember shit from songs that I've heard like two or three times, so this was not difficult for me, especially since I've been listening to Weird Al since 90, what, 3, 4? I mean, I was a kid, so.
Icon.
This didn't, was the was first cassette I ever purchased.
First CD I bought. Yep. Yeah.
For me, it was the Bad Hair Day was my very first cassette I'd ever
heard. Bad Hair Day was the second one, but for me, it was his Greatest Hits Volume 2 was the first album or the CD that I ever purchased.
For the record, the first album I ever purchased for myself was Mortal Kombat, the soundtrack.
That's fair. Hey,
this got a classic on there, man. Timeless.
In the same day that I purchased the Weird Al CD, I also bought Jock Jams Volume 2, so I'm right there with you. God. Don't worry about it.
Shannon, you want to take a shot at the very first CD I ever purchased?
System of a Down.
The Batman and Robin soundtrack.
Well, now you're talking. Ooh, that's a good soundtrack.
That's a good soundtrack.
Sorry,
Well, Jesse, and
had no idea,
Jesse,
what Batman even was.
Who's on the Batman and Robin soundtrack? Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's true.
They did look into my eyes, and Crazy Bone drove the Batmobile. That's cool. All right, full circle. Let's go to Jesse Kimball with the first lyric in our top five Weird Al Yankovic lyrics.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start off with a lyric from The Saga Begins. And really, I'm just going to do the chorus on this one because I just fucking love it. Uh-huh. My, this here Anakin guy, maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm going to be a Jedi. Soon I'm going to be a Jedi.
That was fabulous.
I loved that song, like when that first hit. Like that, I watched that video so many times.
I was sitting there reading the lyrics behind the video that they were like talking it up for like the entire week. Like Friday, we're dropping the video for Saga Begins. And they did like a Weird Al marathon leading up to it. They did the video and then they did his behind the music
VH1.
To be fair, that Tom Green song was also number one on TRL for so long they had to retire it. People were stupid in those days.
So, importantly, the Weird Al song was not... I don't even think that song was on, like, the countdown. They just premiered it there.
Oh, okay.
They had Al in do the thing, and they premiered the video. I don't know that it was ever actually on the countdown, but... And that was another video that was super involved. I mean, he had, like, all the sets and the characters and the costumes like...
He did the whole thing. Film early so that he could get all the different, like, details, so but not, like, completely give stuff away.
And yeah, because he was straight up like in the video. Yeah, giveaway.
I mean, he tells the story,
Because I have another one on the list.
Story of the Phantom Menace.
Very much so.
Oh, I know which lyric you're gonna do.
Yeah, I know which song he's gonna do.
Yep. Well, speaking of that, let's go to Shelby.
The song that I'm going to pull from first is "Dare to Be Stupid." And it is, you better squeeze all the Charmin you can when Mr. Whipple's not around.
What? The kids today, they don't know about the Mr. Whipple.
They really don't.
I think it's pretty funny. Honestly, it's more from the advertising perspective because he's the guy who's always like, don't squeeze Charmin. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Oh, now everybody only knows the Bears.
I know.
I only know the Bears.
Shit-ass Bears.
I hate those fuckers.
Literal shit-ass Bears.
They really are.
Just out there shitting on each other. All right, let's go to Double A.
All right, I'll save my Saga Begins lyric in case I need it later. Instead, I'll go to another Star Wars parody. So this is from, I heard it on Greatest Hits Volume 2, but it's from the Dare to Be Stupid album. This is Yoda, his parody of Lola by the Kinks. And this is, I kind of had to jump around here. Oh no, I had to jump around here to get what I wanted in here, but it's the main part I wrote down was, I know Darth Vader, it's advice that Yoda's giving Luke, and it's, okay, I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember, if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed. he follows that up later on by saying, I'll be playing this part till I'm old and gray, and this is now Luke speaking. The long-term contract I had to sign says I'll be making these movies till the end of time.
Yep,
I really
just
like how
prescient the long-term contract.
Yeah. Because at the time, they had only done the three, and that was it.
Yeah,
because
yeah, that song released in like 1984, I think, or like something like that.
Luke, legitimately, you know, Mark Hamill comes back and plays this character until he's fucking old and gray, like literally. Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty great. I like that.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
It got better over time, for the fact.
Yes. It grew.
Let's go to Lindsay.
Okay. So I'm going to go to Albuquerque, his lovely 15-minute-long masterpiece. And we're going to go with, and my dear sweet mother, she just stared at me like a cow stares at an oncoming train.
She said, it's good for you.
It's good for you.
Anyway, the point I'm really trying to make is I hate sauerkraut. That's really all I'm trying to say. That's it.
I mean, I could go off on a tangent with that. Who likes sauerkraut, honestly?
My wife, weirdly. She loves it. I have no idea why.
Shelby!
Is mine, too.
Yes. Shelby! Hold on, let me ask my wife. Let me ask my wife. Huh? Get it? Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. There's the bit. Importantly, we couldn't see your hand behind the mic, so it looked like you were just staring off in the distance.
Yeah, I thought you were doing like a call to someone that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first.
Oh, speaking of my wife, let's go back to Jesse. My wife.
My wife.
All right. The next one we're going to do is Living in the Fridge. And, like, I really like the – it's just the opening verse, like, because I kind of lived this. There's something weird in the fridge today. I don't know what it is. Food I can't recognize. My roommate won't throw a thing away. I guess it's probably his. It looks like it's alive. So I'm not going to say which roommate it was, but a roommate that I had in the past had food from Thanksgiving in a Tupperware dish in the door of the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
And it stayed there for over 2 years in the door of the refrigerator before I finally just threw the whole thing away. And when my roommate found out months later, because he asked where it was, I said I threw it out weeks ago because I didn't know exactly how long it had been. And he was like, well, we could have saved the Tupperware. I was like, I'm pretty sure if I opened the Tupperware, whatever would have looked at me would have called me Papa. So I just pulled it in the trash because I don't know what it was when it went in. But by the time I threw it away, it was a dark, sludgy, green-brown color.
Oh. Mm.
How'd it taste? How'd it taste, motherfucker?
You have it.
There's something weird in the fridge today. I don't know what it is.
Community fridge there at River Radio. I sometimes, I spent so much time there that I felt like I needed to clean shit, and I got it in that fridge one time. I just started throwing shit away, and somebody came in and was like, what are you doing? I was like, just get out. You don't want to be here, man. You don't want to be around this.
This is no place about to become a hazmat area. I'm pissed off.
I'm going to Shelby. I'm going to Shelbyville. Oh, god damn it. Every time I throw it to Shelby now, I'm going to say, and now, we're going to Shelbyville. That's also the name of this episode, so.
Going to Shelbyville.
Going to Shelbyville.
Welcome, everyone.
Best put that lemon tree back.
Well, because it's haunted.
Right. I'll have a cool glass of turnip juice.
My next set of lyrics is going to be from Perform This Way. And it is, got my straitjacket today. This is made of gold. Lame. No, not because I'm crazy. I perform this way. I strap prime rib to my feet, cover myself with raw meat. I'll bet you've never seen a skirt steak worn this way.
It's a newer one, the Lady Gaga cover.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard a new Weird Al song in, I don't know, Lindsay, wasn't there one a couple years ago that was about tinfoil or bubble wrap or something?
Yes, foil. Yeah,
that was from the Mandatory Fun album. That whole album was great.
That's the last thing I remember from Weird Al Yankovic. Because I heard from I got a buddy I play Xbox with. He lives in Texas, in Arlen. And he told me that Weird Al blew his brains out in the 80s after his albums failed to sell anymore. So I didn't even know Weird Al was still alive. It's crazy.
He's not married to Peggy, is he?
Yeah, the propane salesman.
He talks about that riot shield all the time. I got the riot shield on my back. And
hey, Peggy, watch me dolphin dive. Anyway, let's go. Hey, you guys listening, you might not find it funny, but if Steven were here right now, he'd pee himself. Let's go to Hunter.
Losing his mind.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with, from the Owlapalooza album, this was on Greatest Hits Volume 2 as well, Al's version of Jurassic Park, which of course is a parody of MacArthur Park by Donna Summer, or like Jimmy Webb originally. To me, this one's just lyrically great because he's just describing Jurassic Park, but it's so epic and intense. My favorite lyric is, I'm afraid those things will harm me because they sure don't act like Barney, and they think that I'm their dinner, not their friend. importantly, the video for this one is claymation. It's all claymation, and he's got like a little claymation Jeff Goldblum he stands in for, and it's a whole. Well, Shannon, I can never remember. Is it Goldblum or Goldbloom?
Well, you know, Hunter, he gets that question a lot, and he always says the same thing, and that is of how dare you speak to him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
how did you get into my locker?
Yeah, I loved that song long before I knew it was a parody. I had never heard MacArthur Park because by the time he was covering it, it was long since like not popular. But I think he just went MacArthur Park, Jurassic Park. Got it.
Easy peasy.
Done.
This thing writes itself. Oh, well, we'll skip me. Let's go to Lindsay.
All right.
Lindsay, can I really quick mention another artist I like that also does parody music that's so ridiculous no one can take it seriously? His name's Billy Joel.
Never heard of him? He's rock in the 80s.
He's still my grandpa, Hunter.
William Joel.
Lindsay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I lost my spot because you distracted me, and I'm trying to refine it again so I don't fuck something up, because that's what I do.
Language, we're live in Europe.
I apologize. Oh, they know we cuss on this show, and it doesn't matter.
Shelby, touch Jesse again while we wait.
I really did just lose it, so I'm just going to go to the next one. I'm just going to go back to my old fallback and go back to Albuquerque, because I really freaking like that song. But I'm just going to go with and I'll never forget the first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face.
That's the only thing I had written down from Albuquerque. I was going to mention it earlier, but I had the whole thing. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair color of strained peaches.
Strained peaches.
Hey, you got weasels on your face.
You got weasels on your face.
Earlier.
I probably could have written down the earlier part of that where he just keeps going through all the different things. Hey, you got any bear claws? No, we're out of bear claws.
No, I got any bear claws.
All I got is
I'll go
one
check.
Box of starving, crazed weasels.
Crazed weasels. Okay, right, I'll take that.
I was in the kitchen earlier, and Lindsay did tell me. She looks at me and says, "You've got weasels on your face."
Hey, you got weasels on your face. And stared at me like, "What are you talking about?"
I stared at her like she was an idiot. I stared at her like she was a fool.
No,
so we had all along.
We had broken down all these verses in college, and we're in the process of making a comic between like five of us working on it.
Was this the
Art
Assassins?
We were doing it as the story being told by Duo from Gundam Wing, and then we were casting all of the rest of the cast as the different characters.
Oh, good lord.
It didn't get done, but I had the hotel room part where someone's pounding on the door.
The guy breaks in.
I was right. It was the big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril.
He wanted his lucky snorkel.
I don't understand anything that's happening.
If anybody here would appreciate it, did you know that like there's an official like Weird Al art book. Like somebody had done art for a bunch of it. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. He was advertising it on Instagram not that long ago. Apparently, yeah,
it's all
cool.
Like comics of the songs, and it's amazing.
They've also started redoing some of the music videos with those comic strips, like with that anime, like that art style. Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Jesse. Round three.
Round three.
Fight.
I'm going to bring up, Shannon, this is another song that I think you should look up because I think you would enjoy it quite a bit.
Okay.
The song is All About the Pentiums.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay, a takeoff of good. All About the Benjamins, Puff Daddy, Notorious Big, Mace, Lil' Kim,
that is
and
Mace.
Others.
That Big Mace. That is correct. And the lyric that I really like in there is, you think your Commodore 64 is really neato. What kind of chip you got in there? A Dorito?
Admittedly, that got a chuckle out of me.
It's good shit.
It's a very, very good song.
He
and
says
I just,
if
like,
he ever meets you, he'll control all delete you, as I recall.
Right. He does, in fact, say that. That's a very, very fun song, and I just, like, that particular line just tickles me. And I know there's a lot of people out there like, the fuck is a Commodore 64? And
yeah, it's and very listen. Dated, it's kind of funny. Because it is dated.
All right, for the record, for the record, I actually had a Commodore 64 when I was younger. When I was a wee lad, a tiny child boy, my mom worked at a restaurant, and one of the people that used to come to the restaurant all the time, she was friends with him. So we went over to his house one day. Just she was dropping something off, talking to him. I forget, and he was like, "Yeah, just go hang out, do whatever." So I'm walking around while they're talking in the kitchen, and I found his computer, and it had Doom. And I went to, and it's the first time I'd ever seen Doom. Again, I'm a little child at this point. I go to my mom and I point at it and I said, I want that. And like, I'm showing her the demons dying. So she did what any good mother would do. And she got me a Commodore 64.
Along with a nice new copy of Lee Carvalho's Putting Challenge. Hey, you said buy me Doom or go to hell.
And then it turns out, No.
I knew you were going to say
that. No, I wouldn't say that.
Jesse, importantly,
I would not say that.
Because I don't think anybody else is going to mention that song again. We also should throw a little honorary mention to the lyric, you're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller.
good lord.
That's a pretty good line.
That's a good line, too.
Helen Keller needs some calamine lotion.
That whole song is legitimately very good, especially if you know anything about technology from, you know, the 90s.
Look, the
90s. I know Commodore 64. I loved it so much that as an adult, when they came out with the like the mini Nintendos, they have a mini Commodore. I have it. I have a mini Commodore 64 with every game ever created on it for the Commodore. I loved the Commodore.
I was gonna say, wait a minute.
Yeah, so Doom. We actually
the grammar there.
My boss, he got rights to go like digging through an old like local PC repair shop. And I was helping him dig through this like hoarder style situation of a computer repair shop, and we found dozens of like legit like full Commodore 64 units, and it was just very, very neat to see like all those bad boys just piled up.
Commodore was a cool system. That was the first computer I ever owned. It was severely lacking compared to other ones, but I loved it. I played the shit out of my Commodore 64. Let's go to Shelby. Who does not have a Commodore 64?
Do not. I do have some lyrics, though, from I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. Now's the time to go for all the gusto you can grab. You'll have plenty of time to be low-key when you're laid out on the slab.
I like it.
That's a little. That's kind of dark.
Sometimes it can get dark. It's fine.
He talks about violence a lot. I'm starting to think his music is what's contributed to the fall of society.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Him and his damn hip-hop music and the rap. All right, anyway, I'm stalling till Hunter gets back. Hey, there he is.
Okay. Say something about the jazz music.
Let the rap shine in.
Waka waka. Well, Hunter, I will tell you the truth. That I'm an old go-tooth. Guess where I live.
I in the mouth of a homie, perhaps.
In the mouth of a homie.
I didn't even say it right. In the mouth of a homie. Okay, I'm going to go with... So one of my favorite Weird Al songs of all time, which I did not realize was a parody of two songs, because I heard this first, is Bedrock Anthem. So he's parodying both Under the Bridge and Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It starts
with
Under
the
Bridge.
Are you going for the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, no, but you're very close, because my favorite line, the one that never fails to make Sarah laugh, is when he says, Barney Rubble laughing like a hyena. Barney Rubble, what a little wiener. It just, she hits the fucking floor every time.
Got a baby elephant vacuum
and
cleaner.
It's funny to me, too, but, like, yeah, it's just one of those, it's, I have watched her laugh at that so many times. Yeah, I like that one a lot. I was never even a huge fan of the Flintstones. I mean, outside of the fact that just, you know, they were a hugely influential, you know, animated series. But yeah, that line every time just fucking ruins her, man. It's hilarious.
It's Hunter's turn.
It was my turn. I just did that.
I thought you were tacking on a lyric. I didn't know that was the whole thing you did. Okay, well, Lindsay then.
So I'm going to go with Fat next. And just the very beginning of the song, your butt is wide, well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth or I'll sit on you.
That song has so many lyrics. His shadow weighs 42 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you once again.
That video just creeps me out. I've seen that video before.
It's a whole lot.
So the best thing on that is he got permission to use the same set. But they had to rush the job before they tore the set down. They're like, no, we're going to use this. Don't do it.
Importantly, am I the only one here who has seen him live, as I recall?
That is correct.
Probably. Yeah. I have not.
He performs in the suit.
Yeah, he puts
that's
the suit.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, in fact, for most of the shit that he does, like, he runs off stage, because his band is great, so they'll just noodle around for a while, and he'll run off stage, and he'll come back, and it's like full-blown costume change of shit that you would see in the video, and he still has the fat suit. The face, not so much. There's no time for all that shit. But, like, very much the suit and the whole thing. It's a whole deal. It's hilarious.
That's great.
Hey, speaking of fat people real quick, let's give a shout-out to Brendan Fraser for the movie The Whale. Won Best Oscar.
Yeah.
And I could not be happier about it. Truly great movie.
Hell yeah.
So happy that that he did well.
I still want to watch his acceptance, but I don't want to cry, and I will.
Also, don't watch The Whale. Because
it will make you heavy.
Cry. Yeah.
I love everything about Brendan Fraser coming back and getting an Oscar. Like, after, you know, basically being blacklisted by Hollywood because, like, sexually assaulted.
Yeah. Every time he gives a speech, his acceptance speech was no different. Like, he's shaking. He looks like he's absolutely shocked and stunned. And it's such a good feeling to see. Like, I was so happy.
He literally started it with, well, this is what the view from the multiverse looks like.
Yeah.
Like,
It's good shit. Yeah. That's good shit.
Yeah.
All right. Jesse, round four.
Round four.
Four.
Gonna go with
four.
Headline news.
One.
Ooh, I forgot about that one.
So this actually the first place I ever heard headline news. I don't know if any of you guys ever had any of the Weird Al cassettes. VHS. It was a Weird Al VHS.
Oh,
that had four music videos on it.
Nice.
and one of the videos it had was Headline News, and I just love this song. And basically it goes through like three different like popular news stories at the time.
And so importantly, also, it's a parody of the Crash Test Dummies song.
Like, that is great. Yeah. So this is from the third verse. And then there was this guy who made his wife so mad one night that she cut off his wiener. And when he finally came to, he found that Mr. Happy was missing. He couldn't quite explain it. It had always just been there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. So he covers the painting in Singapore.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Maria Bobbitt, obviously. And then what was the other one?
Christy Yamaguchi, the knee.
Yeah.
No, it was Tonya Harding.
It's Kerrigan. Tonya Harding.
Yeah. Sorry. The knee breaking figure skating championship. Yeah.
She just kicks him with a "that's fucked up."
Yeah, then the Larry Raina Bobbitt story, like that was just very, very funny to me. And like in the music video, I remember like you've got the guy looking around for, you know, presumably his penis. He looks in the refrigerator, he pulls like a hot dog, and he starts like waving it. It's very, very funny.
Very much so. It had always just been there. He couldn't explain it.
It had always just been there. All right. That was a fun song.
Shelby, please. Bring some class to this.
Well, just a little, okay?
Just a little.
All right, so I lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah, like this song.
Well, I knew I was in trouble now. My hope of winning sank because I got the Daily Double now, and then my mind went blank. I took Potpourri for 100, and then my head started to spin. Well, I'm giving up, Don Pardo. Just tell me what I didn't win.
And then they do have Don Pardo in the song, "Well, Al, you didn't win," and he goes through all the stuff he didn't get.
Yeah, the only thing I remember specifically was the
announcer for many years.
He did. He specifically. The only thing I remember was the because he did the Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Of course.
It was that he was like some encyclopedias and something like that.
Oh yeah, it was all the classic prizes.
Yeah, because I love that song.
Home game.
I lost on Jeopardy.
And the poster. Different game. All right, Double H.
Yes. All right. I'm really surprised nobody has mentioned.
Hold on, hold on. I forgot to mention this before for too long. Tomorrow is by the time you hear this, it'll be tomorrow. More than likely, it'll be the 17th. And as Jesse, as you know, as you and I are of the type.
Hi.
It's hello. Hello, Shelby. you can tell by the skin. I'm pretty sure everyone here probably, except Lindsay. She's fucking German, dude. She's fucking German, bro. Bro, she's so fucking German. She loves kraut.
Bro.
And krauts. Tomorrow is the great holiday, the reinforcing of the stereotypes. And I just want to say happy St. Patty's Day to all of them and us and our brethren who will probably be drinking. Now let's go to Shelby or Hunter. Probably Hunter.
It's Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really surprised nobody's mentioned Amish Paradise yet. So I'm going to mention Amish Paradise. The best lyric from it, and importantly because of one word, "I'm the pious guy the little omelets want to be, like on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife." The fucking balls on this guy to combine Amish and omelets and call the little Amish
kids. Little Amish kids omelets. Yeah.
Omelets.
Fucking phenomenal.
That's really good.
It took me a couple of years to get that joke because when I was a kid, I wasn't really hearing it right. And I'm like, what the hell is he saying? And then one day I remember it just dawned on me. I was like, oh my God, this is great. This is good shit.
Yeah, that video was also on that VHS and is also one of my favorite Weird Al songs.
Another great video, very much so.
Very, very good.
And now Lindsay.
I'm going to go with Virus Alert.
I've never even heard of this one.
I think this was on the Straight Outta Linwood.
I don't think I heard this one at all.
Yeah, this is either Straight Outta Linwood or
I'm pretty sure it was on Straight Outta Linwood. But yeah, I have a whole verse in here that I just love. It's like, "Translate your documents into Swahili, make your TV record Geely, neuter your pets and give your laundry static cling, look out. It's going to make your computer screen freeze. Look out. Erase your Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out. Erase your hard drive and your backups, too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you."
Damn. Jesus. Hard
but yeah, a virus alert is basically like the old chain letter emails that you would get being like, "Warning, virus alert. Forward this to everybody you know." And...
Oh yeah, that's how scammers make a lot of their money, and that's why I like to watch the YouTube channel. It's a good friend of the show. He's never heard of us, Kit Boga, fantastic YouTube channel. He scams the scammers.
Hilarious.
It's a lot of fun. So go listen to Kit Boga if you haven't before. All right, let's last round. Jesse Kimball, number five, coming in at number five here on the PZ85 Weird Al Yankovic countdown. It's now you go.
All right, so this was I actually brought it up last week. It came up, the Homer and Marge song from The Simpsons. Like, he basically, Weird Al Yankovic, this was one of his cameo appearances on The Simpsons, where he came to try to help Marge rekindle or repair her marriage to Homer. And I really, really like it's just the opening thing, little ditty about Homer and Marge. "Her heart was as big as his stomach was large. Oh yeah, they say love goes on long after the grilled cheese sandwich is gone." don't know why, but that just that tickles me. That's very funny.
And much.
I don't, that's good. His stomach was large.
I don't even think I've seen that episode of The Simpsons. We were talking about this in the chat the other day with Kevin Schenkelberg, as we were talking about wanting to go back and watch all the episodes of The Simpsons that we missed because, you know, I think, after season 11 or 12, it pretty much just kind of went downhill quickly. But
season 12 was like the end of the golden era for The Simpsons.
But it's still The Simpsons. I have literally like 20 years of Simpsons to catch up on if I ever want to. And you know
yeah,
what?
That's...
You know what? I'm going to do it.
I'm gonna yeah, make you it. Can. It's all on Disney Plus.
I'm going to make that my mission. I'm making my declaration right now. I am going to marathon all of The Simpsons that I have not seen. 20 years of Simpsons. I'm going to marathon it.
You might as well just watch what you have seen, too. Just start at the beginning.
Let's just... I'm going to watch the entire
series.
That's
what I was doing. I forget where I left off.
That's what I've been doing for the last, like... I think I started this in 2020 when they first added Simpsons to Disney Plus.
Dude, I still remember whenever. Do you remember when Simpsons first went to FX and they did?
Yeah.
They made a big deal about it. And they marathoned The Simpsons for like what was it, a week, 2 weeks straight, every day.
Yep. Yeah. Like it was straight up just like 24 hours. They were running through every single, because like, I think they called the marathon like every Simpsons episode ever.
Dude, that was one of the greatest moments of my life because I would get up and turn the TV on. There's The Simpsons. I get home from work. There's The Simpsons.
And then eventually they gave, like, instead of, like, on the FX website, like the FX Now to watch, like, instead of watching Simpsons there, they gave you a straight-up channel.
Simpsons
as long
World.
As you had, like, a Simpsons World. Like, as long as you had a cable subscription, you could just watch whatever Simpsons episode you wanted, and that was phenomenal.
And now, of course, it's on Disney Plus. But there, you know, it's crazy to think that there was a time when, if we wanted to watch The Simpsons, we'd have to just catch the syndicated reruns. You know, seriously. And now you can watch
it
on
like
demand.
15 seconds of what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they heard me.
The listeners heard it.
Fill in the blanks, but
I said that like I started at this in 2020, and I haven't been like doing it constantly. But yeah, I'm up to now season 15.
I'm gonna join you. It's a race now.
I think I left off like midway through season 7 when I started doing that, and I got distracted by something else.
My problem with The Simpsons is that eventually they try to make it like Family Guy, so it got to be a lot meaner and like not as funny. They don't really do that anymore. I feel like it's gotten back to a good place, but it'll never be as good as the originals. That's not this show though. Let's go to Shelby, who has never drank a Duff in her life.
I have not. My last lyric is going to come from Word Crimes.
That's Hold a good on. One.
Hold on, I had to scroll back down to where it was. All right. I read your email. It's quite apparent. Your grammar's errant. You're incoherent. Saw your blog post. It's really fantastic. That was sarcastic because you write like a spastic.
Oh.
That song is golden.
You know what's crazy? Really. You can't
Especially
say...
Especially because the original song is awful. It's just awful, but the beat is great. And so you're like, okay, somebody do something with this I want to hear, and this is it. Yeah, this is that song.
Wait, what's the original song?
It's, Robin Thicke song.
Yeah.
That piece of crap.
Blurred Lines?
There you go.
Yeah, Blurred Lines. Okay. That's it. Yep.
Gotcha.
Which is very much just about rape, basically.
It launched, what is her name? What is her name? Emily Ratajkowski?
Yeah, Ratajkowski or whatever.
It both launched her into infamy and also like became her legacy. So regrettably, yes.
Well, I mean, she started as like she was on the Disney Channel, right? Like that Emily Ratajkowski person?
No, I think she was just a model that came up. Yes, touch him again. Touch his beard. Play with it. Play with his beard. Touch his nose now.
Especially when it doesn't look like you're doing it. That's we can't really see the...
Hunter, last one.
All right. So this is going to be kind of a weird one, but bear with me. One of my favorite Weird Al songs is also an R. Kelly parody, because he parodied Trapped in the Closet with a song called Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
In the Drive-Thru.
Right? Which tells the epic tale of just a dude and his wife trying to figure out what to have for dinner and having a horrible adventure trying to get fast food. There are a lot of great lines from this, especially the very end when they realize they forgot the onions on the burger, right? I just can't believe it. They forgot the onions. But my favorite bit from it has become a TikTok audio that I hear all the time now, and it's very simple. It gets up to the drive-thru window. The guy behind it is just a full-on burnout, and the lyric just goes, well, he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and this goes on for like 3 or 4 times until finally the guy's like, I'm sorry, what'd you want? It's one of my favorite songs because it's so long. It's another one like Albuquerque that's like an 8, 9, 10 minute like epic. But it's a great tune. I like it a lot. It also has like a random clip from Led Zeppelin's Black Dog in it because they turn on the car radio at one point and his wife's like, that's too much, and just turns it back off. I didn't mention it earlier, but I'm going to do it now that we're getting to the end here. The Saga Begins line that I had written down was instead, and the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost.
Thanks, Hunter.
Oh!
I had the whole verse, but yeah, that was what I was getting ready to do.
Well, we have a different song, man.
Well, Hunter just, he just fast-forwarded. All right, well, that's going to do it for us tonight. No, Lindsay, go ahead.
As cold as ice.
Okay, well, if that one's done, then instead we're going to go to Eat It, one of the old school ones.
There you go.
Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear what kind of foods you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't tell me you're full.
Don't you tell me you're full. Just
eat it. There's kids in Japan. You got to eat that food. Oh, that's another one they filmed, I think, on the original set, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And there's a great video. I'll put this on. So his Instagram, by the way, is hilarious. If you aren't following him on Instagram, he put up a clip years ago, and I forget what the name of this thing is. Like, there's an industry term for it, but basically, when they were filming that, they needed shots at the beginning of it where he's mimicking, you know, Michael Jackson, and he's in the red outfit, he's laying on the bed, he's like tossing and turning, going back to the phone. They had him do that for like 5 minutes straight just so they would have enough like B-reel to make sure that it fit properly.
It worked.
And so he has the unedited version of him just like, and they're telling him like, okay, now look that way, you know, now roll over here. And he's just like having to keep the super serious straight face doing it. You would have to scroll way back at his Instagram to find it, I'm sure, but it was freaking hilarious watching through that. I don't know if it's on YouTube. I'll see if I can find it real quick.
Oh, well, while he's doing that, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you, Shelby, for coming back and for taking part in the end of the show here. We'll be back next week with all new shows, of course, and hopefully we'll get back on a more routine schedule now that we're making some headway here with the old headquarters. But until then, for myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Double H and Shelby Chan, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. Shelby. No, Jesse, point the camera at her. Jesse, point the camera at her.
Ow!
Oh, gosh, she's biting him. She's biting him. There she is. What is happening? Shelby, take us out.
Like a real like reaction video. It looks like the costume. Oh, man.
All right. We're still recording. Shelby, I'm waiting. No, she's gone. All right.
Keep waiting.
Bye, guys.
Hey, Jim.